house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. She was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Over 384,000 learners have passed the 2025 PSLE as Grade 10 progression rises to 72.25%. Local authorities have agreed on a roadmap for 2026 salary negotiations. In international news, NGOs fear Israel registration rules risk collapse of Gaza aid operations. And in sports, pads on feet and available as Chipolopolo record clean bill of health. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Education has officially released the 2025 Primary School Leaving Examination Grade 7 and Junior Secondary School Leaving Grade 9 internal examination results, showing overall improvements in performance, reduced absenteeism and higher progression rates compared to 2024. Speaking during the launch, Minister Douglas Yakalima says for the 2025 Grade 7, a total of 587,471 candidates registered, an increase of 8.17% from the previous year. Out of these, 538,824 candidates, 91.72% sat for the examination, while absenteeism dropped to 8.26%. The girls accounted for 52.76% of registered candidates, continuing the trend of higher female participation. Mr. Siakalima says in terms of performance, 384,592 candidates passed the PSLE, representing 71.36% of those who sat. And of those who passed, 201,362 were boys and 183,230 were girls. Meanwhile, 154,373 candidates, representing 28.64%, failed and will not proceed to Form 1. All successful candidates have been selected to Form 1 in 2026, giving a progression rate of 71.36%. He says at junior secondary level, 303,674 candidates registered for the 2025 Grade 9 internal examination, a decrease of 6.59% from 2024. Out of these, 285,634 candidates sat for the examination, while 18,011 were absent, resulting in a reduced absenteeism rate of 5.94%. Performance at Grade 9 improved significantly, with 206,357 candidates, representing a 72.25%, obtaining certificates and qualifying to Grade 10. In addition, 72,321 candidates obtained statements, while 6,956 candidates failed. The ministry has attributed the improved results to the abolition of the automatic progression and the implementation of competency-based education reforms. The Minister of Justice, Princess Kasune, has described 2025 as a busy and challenging year for the ministry and its staff. She, however, noted that while the ministry recorded a number of achievements in 2025, Ms. Kasune emphasized the resilience and dedication to the ministry staff who worked tirelessly to ensure that the objectives, goals and mandate of the ministry facilitating access to justice was accomplished. The minister further reminded the staff that the ministry handles highly sensitive information which must be protected at all times, and this includes contracts, statutory instruments, bills, memoranda of understanding, cabinet memoranda, employee records, strategic plans and client details. She encouraged staff to carry out their duties professionally in accordance with their terms and conditions of service. Minister Kasune also cautioned the staff against accepting bribes or gifts from individuals or organizations, stressing that such actions compromise personal integrity. The Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has expressed concern over rising cases of child marriages and teenage pregnancies, citing a UNICEF report that 1.8 million Zambian girls are married before the age of 18. According to UNICEF, nearly 28% of girls aged 15 to 19 are already mothers, impacting education, health and economic prospects. Mr. Njovu has urged more action, however, acknowledged government efforts but warned the issue worsens if unchecked. Now, the 2018 Zambia Demographic Health Survey shows 29% of adolescent girls become pregnant by the age of 18, highlighting challenges Zambia faces.
As president of the Democratic Union, I am concerned over the rising cases of child marriage and teenage pregnancy. The number of Zambian girls getting married before the age of 18 is worrying and disturbing. I would like to call for more action. I do acknowledge the government's effort in addressing this matter, but if this issue is unchecked, it may worsen. As the Democratic Union, we want to appoint women to be provincial ministers and the young people to be district commissioners so that they can be key partners in addressing issues like this one, which affects national development. It will be very important as stakeholders and partners in national development to address the issue of poverty in our country. The economic hardship is driving young people to get involved in some of these activities which the country does not welcome.
Now, local authorities and representatives of local authorities' unions have agreed on a roadmap for negotiations on the 2026 salaries and conditions of service for local authority employees. The agreement was reached following a meeting between the two parties aimed at ensuring a smooth transition into the next salary review period. According to the agreed roadmap, negotiations will commence in January 2026 to allow the government adequate time to conduct further consultations to prevent a gap in employment terms. The parties resolved to extend the 2025 salaries and conditions of service, which were due to expire on the 31st of December 2025 to March 31st, 2026. Permanent Secretary for Technical Services at the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Nicholas Piri, says the extension was necessary to maintain stability and continuity in the management of local authority employees. He further assured local authority employees that once negotiations are concluded, the agreed 2026 salaries and conditions of service will be backdated to 1st January 2026. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year after the company was found to have submitted a non-genuine National Council for Construction NCC certificate during a tender process. ZPPA Acting Principal Public Relations Officer Ms. Lucy Lumbe says the suspension relates to a tender for the sitting drilling, development and installation of 89 hand pumps in selected districts of Northern Province, which was issued by the Northern Province Provincial Administration. ZPPA instituted investigations following a complaint alleging that the company was not registered with the National Council for Construction. Ms. Lumbe says the investigations revealed that CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited did not appear on the list of registered firms after an online inspection of the NCC database. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended CTR Drilling and Ethmovers Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting a National Council for Construction Category C Grade 5 certificate that was not genuine in a tender. The suspension of CTR Drilling and Ethmovers Limited was in relation to a tender for borehole siting, drilling and development and installation of 89 hand pumps in selected districts in Northern Province. The tender was issued by the Northern Province Provincial Administration.